Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, Monday, July 27th. Today's National Love is Kind Day, National Creme Brulee Day, which isn't that the same thing? And National Scotch Day. Yeah, I have a strong feeling that all three of those things are exactly the same thing. So today's message is simply be kind, crack the sugar on the dessert, and maybe save the scotch until after work. But hey, you do you, boo. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery. We begin with the latest on the Rock Fire and Cinder Complex. I would like to start with saying that there is still evacuation warnings coming out, especially for Big Pine, but they are kind of getting countywide with some glitches and stuff. They have to continue doing that because there is still a warning in effect until the fire is put out. So if you get this on your phone and it says evacuation warning still in place, it's just a warning. Don't freak out. I've had a lot of you guys call me wondering what's going on. So just let you know, do exactly what law enforcement tells you to do. Be safe. As of now, you are not being evacuated. They're just telling you to be ready to be evacuated just in case. So if you get this, or if you're lost and you're confused, feel free to call me at Eastern Sierra Now and I'll walk you through what's going on. There's been some glitches, there's been some problems with the program, but that's because we have so few natural disasters, thank God, so it doesn't happen all the time. So little things will happen, but as of now, so you know, it is a warning, not an actual evacuation for the town of Big Pine. All right, let's get to the news. As of the latest official CAL FIRE updates available this morning, the Rock Fire is listed at 12,008 acres and 56% contained. The nearby Cinder Complex is listed at 2,784 acres and 35% contained. CAL FIRE says there was minimal fire activity across the Rock Fire area Sunday, but both incidents still have potential for growth if weather conditions change. Firefighters continue mopping up hotspots, patrolling for smoke, strengthening containment lines, and beginning suppression repair. The Cinder Complex started Friday from lightning strikes near the Rock Fire burn area and is being managed by the same team because of proximity and available resources. Evacuation orders and warnings remain in effect for some zones. Residents should continue checking Ready Inyo, CAL FIRE, Genesis Protect, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, and official emergency alerts for the latest evacuation information. Let's get back to the why evacuation alerts keep repeating. Inyo County officials are also explaining why residents continue receiving repeated evacuation alerts. Wireless emergency alerts sent through the National IPAWS system automatically expire after 24 hours. As long as evacuation orders or warnings remain in effect, they must be reissued every 24 hours so people entering or traveling through affected areas receive current emergency information. The Sheriff's Office says some people outside the immediate evacuation zones may receive alerts because cell tower coverage does not perfectly match evacuation boundaries. Big Pine Paiute Tribe Chairperson Yolanda Cortez also reminded residents that repeated alerts do not necessarily mean the evacuation status has changed. She said Big Pine remains in the warning phase, which means residents should be prepared to evacuate if conditions change. As crews continue working the Rock Fire, Coppertop Barbecue in Big Pine has been offering 50% off all food for firefighters assigned to the incident. Owner Matthew Curley-Otten said the community is constantly reminded that firefighters have protected Big Pine time and time again, and serving them is one way to say thank you. The gesture quickly spread with firefighters from multiple agencies stopping in after long shifts. In another act of generosity, a mother from Las Vegas called Coppertop and purchased 40 meals for firefighters, also at the discounted rate. It is a reminder that during wildfire emergencies, support comes in many forms, from the crews on the lines to the businesses and community members helping take care of them. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery. When the week starts with fire updates, roadwork, heat, errands, and to-do lists that somehow already looks tired, sometimes the smartest move is coffee and something fresh baked. Great Basin Bakery in Bishop has breads, pastries, breakfast, lunch, coffee, and the kind of food that makes Monday feel a little bit less like Monday. Thank you to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring Eastern Sierra Now and supporting local news. Asphalt grinding, which is, by the way, my college nickname, and paving begins today on Y Road connector between US 395 and US 6 in Bishop. Cortez Paving will dig out pavement cracks and apply a fresh layer of pavement. Work is scheduled through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The westbound side of Y Road will remain open, and the eastern gas station entrance from US 6 will stay accessible. Drivers may experience brief delays. Bishop Unified School District is offering free breakfast and lunch to all kids ages 0 through 18. Meals are available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday through July 31st from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pickup is curbside in front of the BAC. Each bag includes two breakfasts and two lunches. Questions can be directed to Food Service Director Becky Dondero at 872-4704. The Rural County Representatives, I hate the word rural, it is the worst freak, oh God, it's all through this. For some reason, I can't say rural very easily. The Rural County Representatives of California is holding its 10th annual Rural County Photo Contest through July 31st. Photographers can submit images that capture the scenery, community, history, and activities and character of rural California. Prizes include $300 for first place, $150 for second, and $75 for third. Entries can be submitted through rcrcnet.org/photo-contest. Rural. Cal Fire has opened a $10 million tribal wildfire resilience grant solicitation. The grant supports California Native American tribes in projects involving cultural and prescribed fire, fuels reduction, forest resilience, traditional ecological knowledge, training, and fire management planning. Concept proposals are due by noon on September 8th. Questions can be directed to tribal wildfire resilience grants at fire.ca.gov. The Tri-County Fair is hiring ticket sellers and ticket takers and is also looking for volunteers. Anyone interested in making extra money or helping with this year's fair can stop by the fair office to fill out an application. Before we move on, a quick reminder to download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. This is exactly why the app matters. When there are fire updates, evacuation alerts, road changes, school information, local events, or community stories people need to see fast, you should not have to hunt through six Facebook pages and a rumor-filled group text. The Eastern Sierra Now app puts local news, emergency information, videos, events, and community updates in one place. Search Eastern Sierra Now in the App Store and keep the Eastern Sierra in your pocket. Here are a few road notes for the week. Y Road work begins today in Bishop and drivers should expect brief delays. The Badwater 135 Ultra Marathon also begins today with runners traveling from Badwater Basin to Whitney Portal. No highway closures are planned, but drivers should slow down and give runners some room. Ongoing work continues on the Bishop Pavement Project, West Line Street, Manzanar, Lone Pine Sidewalks, and the Rock Creek Pavement Project near Tom's Place. In Mono County, watch for work on State Route 203, the June Lake Loop, Conway Summit, and Bridgeport. Slow down, follow signs, and give road crews plenty of room. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Some restaurants are just places to eat. Copper Top, it's more like a Highway 395 landmark. Smoke in the air, mountains in the background, people planning their road trips around lunch. Look, locals know it, travelers remember it, and if you've ever driven past hungry and smelled that barbecue, you already understand it. Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, not just dinner or lunch, it's part of the drive. Coppertopbarbecue.com. Minaret Cinema Kids Summer Series runs Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. This week features Dog Man, and tickets are $2.50 at the door. Cardinal Village Resort hosts its first Kids Fish Camp on Tuesday, July 28th, starting at 9 a.m. Kids will learn fish identification, knot tying, rigging, casting, and fishing. Spots are limited, and kids must be accompanied by an adult. The Mammoth Wednesday Market returns Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bar Sierra on Outbound Mammoth. Farm to Table Market returns Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church. The Bishop Paiute Tribe Food Sovereignty Program Community Market is Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Powwow Grands on Paha Lane. And Sierra Forever's Campfire Talks continue Saturday at New Shady Rest Campground in Mammoth Lakes with a Black Bear Program beginning at 6:30 p.m. Now here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, expect sunshine and gulp triple digit heat to start the week. Bishop is forecast near 100 today, around 101 Tuesday, and near 102 Wednesday, with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Near the Rock Fire and Cinder Complex, Cal Fire says drier air is in place with light southerly breezes and gusts around 15 miles per hour. That's better than erratic thunderstorm winds, but it's still hot, dry fire weather, so stay alert. Mammoth Lakes gets the nicer end of the deal with sunny skies and highs near 83 through Wednesday. Afternoon, southwest winds could gust up to 30 miles per hour. So the weather summary is Bishop's doing oven cosplay, Mammoth gets mountain summer, and everyone should drink water like they're being personally sponsored by hydration. Okay, that's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Monday, July 27th. Thank you to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring today's newscast and to Coppertop Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, fire updates, emergency information, interviews, weather events, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Monday. Keep checking official fire updates. And remember, if National Creme Brulee Day teaches us anything, it is that sometimes life is better when you carefully apply fire. Remember that, carefully. Not just outside. Not just right now. Let's just have creme brulee.